Finding God in All Things. Day 20. Divine Wisdom Duo. Yesterday, we experienced the essence of God and how it revealed some enlightening truths to us. These revelations help us better understand why God has such high expectations of us and assist us in responding to His various invitations with the right mindset and actions. One thing we must always remember is that no matter how high the expectations, no matter how difficult the path, the nature of God gives us a guarantee that God will not allow us to pay a higher price than if we had to personally pay for our own sins. Isn't this a source of comfort God has given us? Before we dwell further into the cost of following Jesus, let us continue to draw greater wisdom from what is revealed to us about the nature of God. This wisdom will become our guide in fulfilling our mission as Christians and in responding to God's invitations in the future. The first piece of wisdom is based on the first revelation of God's nature. Remember that the focal point of the first revelation is God loves us deeply. When you love someone deeply, you will focus all your energy on that person. And because the one who loves us is the Almighty God, we can rest assured that only does He possess absolute integrity, but He is fully capable of fulfilling His promise. What is the promise of God? His promise, which is also the first wisdom, is that, "But strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This promise is directed at our lack of confidence in God and our excessive anxiety about life's necessities. Yet, Jesus instructs us, saying, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed, your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Therefore, as Christians, we must remember that the focus of our lives is not on what to eat, drink, or wear. Shouldn't our faith help us view these things differently from those who do not believe in Christ? Shouldn't our focus be distinct from those who have yet to embrace our faith? If we believe in God's words, we should choose to focus on God and the kingdom of heaven first, as He has commanded, and let our faithful God take care of the rest. The second piece of wisdom is based on the second revelation of the nature of God. The focus of this revelation is God's salvation. God will go to any lengths to ensure that no soul is lost. Firstly, by granting us salvation, and secondly, by assisting us in preserving our salvation. Jesus has made this promise to us. "And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Jesus primarily remains with us through the church He established, accompanying us and walking with us. The primary means are through the seven sacraments administered by the Church, using tangible signs to continually pour forth invisible grace so that we can obtain and preserve salvation and the promise of eternal life that it brings. Through this second piece of wisdom, namely the seven sacraments of the Church, we can strengthen our faith, enabling us to more effectively apply the first piece of wisdom, directing our energy towards what God desires us to focus on. Through the power of God and our cooperation, may His plan be fulfilled in us. Do you believe that the promises God made to us through the Bible are true? Do you have full confidence that God will fulfill His promises? Do you feel that your focus in life differs from that of non-believers? Do you believe that God knows your needs and will provide you with everything you need? Do you believe that Jesus desires to be with you through the seven sacraments of the Church? How will you become more connected to Jesus through partaking of the sacraments? Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time of retreat. Not only have you continuously revealed your love to me, but you have also helped me to straighten the path of my relationship with you. I thank you for allowing me to have a clearer understanding of your plan, allowing me to know myself better, and more importantly, to know you better. Thank you for granting me two pieces of life wisdom through today's reflection. You have taught me how to learn to trust more in your gifts to my life and reminded me of how much you desire to be with me every day. Please grant me a steadfast and longing heart, a commitment to regularly receive the sacraments, to be in your company, and to accompany you. May I never be separated from you.